Well, training, thank you, but what I would just want to say is that training is one key component of policing with the Ghana Police Administration. And that being so, we've been holding a series of training. Now, with the recent happenings in the African sub-region, we thought it necessary, the police administration considered it necessary, that terrorism somewhere can be terrorism everywhere. And so, therefore, there was a need for us to beef up the capabilities of our personnel. That answers for the reason why we had to embark upon the recent specialized training exercise that we conducted in the Volta region for a group of 140 of our personnel.
Will a lot of these police officers be undergoing such training, since terrorism, as you said, can happen anywhere at any time? So will some more police officers undergo such training?
Exactly so. In fact, that is how it is supposed to be. The first group that we just turned out have been prepared adequately. Now, amongst them, we have people we call trainers of trainers. And so the men were drawn from all the 10 regions of this country. So what we expect to be doing is that as they go out to back to their regions, they would start training people on smaller scales while the administration takes steps to conduct the full basic training. In fact, it's likely to include some foreign training for a selected few to get them in readiness for any mishap that might befall us as a country.
Now, Chief Superintendent, looking at the international aspect of the training exercise that the police have been trying to inculcate in the training of its personnel, will it solely be the cooperation of international experts coming into the country to do that, or are they flying outside to have more international exposure?
In fact, one key decision that the police administration has taken is to earmark one of our police training schools, that is in the Upper East region, which is in the formative stages now, to be turned into a specialized public order management school. And so what it means is that we are going to have the training here, but then we have some key personalities who would be privileged enough. In fact, some have already been privileged enough to have some trainings outside the shores of this country. And as we get on, we would expect to get a few more out there to train so that we can get the best out of the men that will train in the school when it is that it fully takes off.
Chief Superintendent Yakubu, how prepared do you think the Ghana police will be based on these revelations that you've said, and what assurances are you going to give Ghanaians about how prepared the police will be to proactively prevent any acts of terrorism on the shores of Ghana?
In fact, the policing systems that have been put in place of late actually is in the direction of being proactive. We have the police administration has decided that we do not need to let any mishap befall us as a country before we get in to take steps to bring sanity into the system. Everything about us now is about being proactive. You come onto the streets of not only Accra, but in all our metropolitan and urban areas, you would see at every short distance, you would feel the presence, the physical presence of police officers with well-equipped vehicles standing by to respond to any incident that would occur. That notwithstanding, we also have in place standby teams. And these standby teams are drawn from our specialized units. We have the striking force, we have our SWAT, we have our monitors, we have our formed police units. And so at every given time, we have people on standby prepared to be able to act immediately an incident occurs. So the truth about the thing is that we are always asking all Ghanaians to be rest assured. We do not pray that any incident of the nature that we saw in our sister African country should befall us. But nevertheless, should that happen, we can assure the people of this country that we are adequately prepared, adequately trained, adequately equipped to respond to any incident.
Usually, the Ghanaian police would often complain about equipment and the lack of remuneration. In this instance, how is this being addressed?
This is interesting. I think you just heard me a moment ago telling you that we are adequately resourced, equipped. In fact, in recent times, we can beat our chest proudly and say that we are among the best, if not the best, equipped police organization in Africa. That one I can say without fear of contradiction, that we will stand up to any police organization in Africa that boasts of equipment that will let it be effective. We have been adequately equipped. What we think is the core requirement is the cooperation of the public. We expect that the public should at all times be the ears and eyes of the security agencies of this country. Just we operate a communication system so effective 24/7 at all times, there are adequate lines that people will respond to any clarion call for assistance from any quarters. And so what we expect is that people should have faith in us, call our lines, give us information about suspicious happenings, the presence of suspicious persons and characters in the vicinities, because certainly criminals, when they are around, they do not come from the moon. They live amongst people, and we expect that people should be so security conscious, and that would give us a leeway in fighting that. Without the support of the public, I don't think that we shall get there. Yes, we have the capabilities, we have the equipment, but then we would need the support and cooperation of members of the public in order to be able to serve them adequately. Interestingly, if I may add, you talk about remuneration. I would not want to use this medium, but I can say once again, without fear of contradiction, that the Ghana Police Service is one of the best paid police in Africa.